Randy, talk to us a little bit about that eternal perspective, how to maintain it, and what happens when you don't have one, the myopia that sets in. Will you just share a little bit on that?
Well, I think if you don't, you know, on the positive end of things, having an eternal perspective means looking at life today in light of what God is doing behind the scenes and in light of what God's ultimate intention and purpose is. And so often we miss that. So often we just don't see that because our eyes are not trained to see the unseen. But faith is trusting God that He is at work. So one of the things that I do daily is seek to say to the Lord, help me to be sensitive to those divine appointments. The people that you bring my way today, often maybe in the form of unplanned interruptions, someone that I see, that I meet in a store, that I went into this line because there were more people over in that line. And so here I am, and I can say something to this person. And I carry around little booklets, like I've got a little heaven booklet and a little booklet about God's goodness. I've written those, but you don't have to have written them. You can just have a booklet, you know, with you and just say, hey, here's something I just wanted to share with you, and I hope it'll be an encouragement to you. And so often with waiters and waitresses and people on the plane and in different situations, God, just help me to be sensitive to the reason I'm sitting next to this person on the plane. That affects your life dramatically. If you just think everything's random, everything's arbitrary, everything is meaningless and purposeless, then you're not going to regard it as a divine appointment. But if you believe that God is a God of sovereign grace and He is at work in the world around you, then you realize that this person is sitting next to you for a reason. And you have an opportunity with them. This next door neighbor is there for a reason. Acts 17 says God has appointed the times and the places that people shall live. It's not a coincidence. That person is there because he has a purpose for you in their lives.